Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Calandrella?
Here.
Trustee Ely?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Please rise for flight.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the March 15, 2021 committee of the whole minutes.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the committee of the whole of March 15, 2021.
Second.
Any questions, comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrella?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
LNI Route 43, street lighting bid award.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
Move to recommend accepting the bid for ITB 21-016 Illinois Route 43, Harlem Avenue, street lighting to be awarded to Edward Electric Company of Orland Park, Illinois, in an amount of $542,676.30, plus $37,323.70 contingency, for a total not to exceed amount of $580,000.
Second.
Any comments? I like the fact that there were two Orland Park bidders on it, and they were relatively close, so low bidder, so great work. Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrella?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Chick-fil-A drive-through expansion and building addition.
Mr. Chairman? Trustee Malani?
Move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees approval of a site plan, landscape plan, elevation, special use permit amendment with modifications and variants for the Chick-fil-A drive-through expansion and building addition located at 15605 South LaGrange Road, as recommended at the March 16th, 2021 Plan Commission meeting and as fully referenced in the motion below.
Second.
Can you give us some background on this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, other members of the committee. The approval before you tonight is for amendment to a special use permit to allow the expansion of existing single-lane drive-through to a two-lane drive-through, to install freestanding canopies above the drive-through on the north side of the property, install an attached canopy that extends from the building's south elevation over the existing single-lane drive-through on the south side of the building, and construct an 85-square-foot addition at the southeast corner of the building to accommodate some improvements to their kitchen. There are also some ancillary alterations that include pedestrian walkways and landscaping as a result of some of the changes that are taking place on site. At the Plan Commission meeting, there were several issues that were brought up in response to the proposed improvements that are on site, the first of which is traffic congestion during their peak time periods entering and exiting the site. Representatives from the adjacent businesses, including the Jersey Mike's, Smoothie King, and the owner of Capone Smoke Shop, in addition to the manager and agent for the commercial center adjacent or to the south of the Chick-fil-A property, were also in attendance to discuss the traffic congestion. Alan Wiley, the project manager from Chick-fil-A side, in addition to their traffic consultant, responded to the concerns of the adjacent tenants and owner of the property by providing a traffic study that indicated that the current congestion or the current queuing space that was, the revised queuing space proposed as a result of this amendment would reduce the amount of stacking at their peak periods from 41 vehicles to 31 vehicles. So that's a reduction in 10 total, 5 per each lane that's being proposed. In addition to that, they commented on the improvements that are being made to the kitchen itself. So they are adding additional square footage in their kitchen to accommodate additional hoods and fryers, as well as an expansion of those areas in order to more efficiently process the orders and handle them in a quicker fashion. In addition to the traffic congestion concern that was brought up, there was issues of overflow parking that were mentioned by the representatives of the adjacent businesses in terms of the Chick-fil-A customers getting their food and parking in the adjacent area. There's garbage concerns from the adjacent tenants where Chick-fil-A customers are throwing some of their garbage there after they're consuming their meals. They had discussed potentially, they were looking for possibilities of how to address some of these issues. Obviously, these are policing issues, and we've had made some contact and discussed potential options moving forward, depending on the availability of police, if they were able to enforce some of those things. The discussion in regards to the Plan Commission, I guess the Plan Commission response to these comments was basically that they understand that there are some other issues that take place on site, but the documents, what they provided, will show an improvement on the site as it is currently, but it would have to be continuously monitored, and if it doesn't alleviate the congestion, then alternative solutions would have to be investigated at a later time. As such, the Plan Commission approved the request or recommended for approval 5-0 at the March 16th meeting, and the item is now before the committee for consideration. Representatives from Chick-fil-A as well as the adjacent businesses are here.
Is there anybody that wants to speak? Okay. Any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Milani.
Looking at the site plan, it appears that most of the changes are on the north and east ends of the lot, correct?
Correct.
So this will not affect the exposure on the LaGrange Road side at all, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. With that, you know, I think this is going to be a welcome change to that area. I mean, the congestion has been picking up over there, especially since last March. So this will definitely be a welcome change over there. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Dodge.
Just want to say thanks for Chick-fil-A. This is a good problem to have.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
I was over that way trying to get to Jersey Mike's the other day for their charity donation day. So that was last Wednesday. And is this going to alleviate the backup along the road between Lowell's and this? Because I sat in that just trying to get into the parking lot for over 10 minutes.
So that is one of the concerns that was brought up. And according to the traffic study that was submitted, this should help alleviate some of that congestion associated with it. Obviously, one of the contributing factors is you know, the restrictions that were placed on indoor dining and the increased drive-through usage. So that combined with the improvements to the kitchen will, and the increased queue length will hopefully alleviate that. But like I said, that's something that we will continually monitor.
Right, as Trustee Dodge, it's nice to have that problem, but it's also frustrating for the other restaurants that were had a lot of people going to.
Correct.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Neighborhood Road Improvement Program.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to recommend awarding ITB 21-018 2021 Neighborhood Road Improvement Program to Austin Tyler Construction of Elwood, Illinois in an amount of $6,396,516.85 plus $120,000 contingency for a total not to exceed amount of $6,516,516.85.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Anybody to speak? Anybody to speak? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
See it?